Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Hey. Today's shir is sponsored by Kenny Sharp, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, for Tamar Malka Bas Gittel Tova, Shishav Refuah Shleima, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael, and Lizchus of our learning should be a great Zuchus for her Refuah Shleima. We are in the middle of a very big sugya that Begadol, if we take like a very big picture look, what we're really discussing is, since we're learning Maseches Menachos, and the very first mission, Maseches Menachos, is about what if you do one of the Avodas HaMincha Shalol Deshma. So the Gemara is in the middle of bringing, we don't realize it because we're right in the middle, but the Gemara is in the middle of bringing three different opinions about what happens when a Minchas HaOmer is brought Shalol Deshma. The Mishnah didn't mention Minchas HaOmer being anything special. The Mishnah mentioned Minchas Knos, Minchas Kote, those are special, those are puzzle, if they're Shalol Deshma, which is not the usual rule, but we're in the middle of bringing three shittos about Minchas HaOmer Shalol Deshma. So one shita we had yesterday was the shita of Rav, that even though the Mishnah didn't mention it, a Minchas HaOmer Shalol Deshma is also absolutely puzzle, and while he was at it, he said, and by the way, the first Mishnah in Zvachim didn't give the exhaustive list of all the Zvachim that are going to be puzzle Shalol Deshma. The Ashem Nazir, the Ashem Mitzora are also going to be Pasul Shalol Shema. And then today we're going to see the Shita of Reish Lakish, that a Minchas HaOmer that you do the Kemitza Shalol Shema is kosher, but you're going to need another Minchas HaOmer. And then we're also going to see that there's a Shita of Rava, that a Minchas HaOmer that you do the Kemitza Shalol Shema, not only is it kosher, but you don't even need to bring another Karban HaOmer. It's Matir the Chadash, Shira and Echalin. You're allowed to eat the Shirayim of that Minchas. So big picture, that's what the first half of today's daf is about, going through these three different shittos about a Minchas HaOmer Shalol Lishma. The second half of the daf is going to be about the notion that can you have something or the possibility that you can't have something that is mutter for a karban but would be usher for regular chulin usage. That, for example, do I need a pasuk? This is where the Gemara uses. Do I need a pasuk to tell me that I'm not allowed to use a treifa as a karban? Shouldn't it be obvious? Of course I can't use a treifa as a carbon. I'm not allowed to eat a treifa even in my own personal life. So I'm allowed to feed it to God. I'm allowed to use it as a carbon. So the Gemara is going to question, is there such a rule that anything that I'm not allowed to do for my own personal mundane purposes, I'm not allowed to use for Kodesh either? And the Gemara is going to come up with like six different examples of things that seem like they're usr lehediot, but somehow mutter legavoa. So those are the two topics of the daf. But then when we start getting into the nitty gritty on the first half of the daf, right? So we said, we're in the middle of discussing Shitas Rav. That Rav's Shita is that a Minchas Omer Shalol Lishma is going to be Pasul. But Rav also mentioned that an Ashem Mitzora, that an Ashem Nazir, Shalol Lishma are going to be Pasul. Aye, but it wasn't mentioned in the first Mishnah in Maseches Vachim, because there are other Hashemos that are also Kasher Shalol Shema. But what's the Svara that are going to be Kasher Shalol Shema? So we can't mention Hashem as an exception. But what's the Svara? Why? What's special about an Hashem Nazir and an Hashem Mitzora that when you bring them Shalol Shema, they're Pasul? So we mentioned yesterday, because they're there to accomplish something. They're there not just as a Kapara, like a regular Korban, but they're Machshir. It allows the Nazir to drink Yayin once he brings his Hashem Nazir. Here. So they're machshir something, and anything that's meant to be machshir something and won't accomplish that because it's shalol lishma, or for example because it's la'achar misa, that then the whole thing's going to be puzzle. If the function of that carbon is to be machshir and it's not able to accomplish that hachshara, well then the whole carbon is going to be puzzle, because that's the entire identity of the carbon. So what Rav was suggesting was that anything that comes to be machshir cannot be brought la'achar misa, because there's nothing to be machshir after the Bailam dies. The Nazir dies, you're not being machshir as drinking of wine. He's not drinking wine anymore. So it's not going to, the carbon is not going to be brought la'achar misa, whereas a mechaper can be brought la'achar misa. That's what Rav wanted to suggest. So where we left off yesterday, I believe, was that we tried to show that that's not really correct, because the ola and the shlamim of a nazir are also machshirim. Those are also things that are machshir the nazir to resume normal life, and those are brought la'achar misa. We had a mishnah that, or a brisa that we quoted, that showed that the ola and the shlamim of a nazir are brought la'achar misa. So I think we left off two lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Dalet Adam Beis. So says Mar Amar Papa, Hachi Ka Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. It's not that we never find something that's machshir that's brought la'achar misa, but lo matzinu hechsher kavua deba la'achar misa. We have to refine it a little bit. We don't find anything that is an absolute requirement in order to be machshir something, and that there's no other way to be machshir it that it can be brought la'achar misa. Udinazir hechsher sheinu kavuahu. These karbonos of nazir, the ola, the shlamim, it's true they're machshir the nazir to be able to drink yayin, but they're not the only way to be machshir the nazir to be able to drink yayin. There are other ways to be machshir the nazir, and any karbon that is, yes, is a machshir, but it's not the only machshir, well then its identity is not completely as a machshir, and therefore even in a circumstance where it's not actually going to be machshir, it could still be a karbon, it could still be brought la'achar misa. To Amar Mar, where do we find that the ola, the shlamim of a nazir aren't necessarily the only way to be machshir? Because we learned that gileach al echad mishlashton yatsa, that if the nazir is megaleach on any one of the karbanos, he's yotze, even though really he needs all three, but if he's megaleach on any one of them, he's yotze. So apparently none of them are the only way to be machshir, because you always have the other two. So says the Gemara, meisve, but I'll challenge you further, asha mitzora shenishchat shalo l'shmo, o shalo nitan midam al yidei bahonos, hareza olo l'gabe mizbeach, v'tarnu sachim, v'tzarech asham acher, lahachshiro, that if you have an asha mitzora, forget about the nazir for a second, an asha mitzora that shechted shalo l'shmo, or is you didn't take the dam and put on the bahonos of the mitzora, put on the big toe and the big thumb, the ear, hareza olo l'gabe mizbeach, it's still a kosher carbon you bring on the mizbeach, even though it's a machshir, and it's not actually being machshir over here because you didn't do it right, still it's kosher, you bring on the mizbeach, v'tal nesachim, v'tzarech asham acher, lahachshiro, and you're just going to need another asham in order to actually be machshir this mitzora. But what do you see from here? That even when you have a carbon that's a machshir, and it's the only machshir, it's still going to be kosher when it's done improperly. So that's tiyufta derav, that's a checkmate on Rav. Rav wanted to suggest that the Asham Nazir, the Asham Mitzora, Shalol Shmar Apostle, since their whole identity is as a machshir, and once they're not being machshir, they're useless, that's apparently incorrect. So we have a tiyufta on Rav. Tosos points out over here, tiyufta, have muslim member Rav Tanahu Upalik, Kamduchti. You know, it's hard to ask a tiyufta on Rav from Mishnayis, from Brises, because Rav Tanahu Upalik, Rav was not so afraid to argue on Tanayim. So you could just say, okay, Rav disagrees with whatever you're asking him from, but we generally prefer not to say that, because for the most part, Rav sort of stayed in his lane. You know, he was an Amora for the most part, but every once in a while, he felt so strongly about something that he was willing even to argue on a Tana. So the Gemara doesn't say Rav Tana Hu Upalag over here. Just this very notion, just a minute to go a little off track, just this very notion that something is brought la'achar misa. You know, we said that if something is mechaper, it can be brought la'achar misa, because kapara can still happen for a person la'achar misa. It's only a machshir that can't happen la'achar misa. The Gemara Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Aleph tells us about the mitzvah of kibud aveim. The Gemara says that mechabdu b'chayav or mechabdu la'achar mosa. There's a duality of the mitzvah. You mechabid him while he's alive and you mechabid him after he's dead. So wait a second. Mechabdu b'chayav I get. The Gemara tells us, how do you do that? You give him to eat, you give him to drink, you do his shopping, you help him get dressed, you do acts of service are kibud aveim b'chayav. How does one accomplish mechabdu b'moso? You give him to eat and to drink and you get him dressed. Now that doesn't make any sense. It was like a movie like that, Weekend at Bernie's, right? So it doesn't make sense that you're gonna do that to a dead person. It's not, no, what's mechabdu l'achramoso? No, mechabdu l'achramoso is that you say within the Yud Beis Chodesh of the Petira of a parent, hareini kaparas mishkavo. And after Yud Beis Chodesh, you say, zichrona levracha l'chaye ha'olam haba. So Rashi writes, what does hareini kaparas mishkavo mean? It means, Allah yavo kol ra ha'ra'i lavo al nafsho. Whatever my father deserves, whatever punishment he deserves, let it come to me. And we pass in Shulchan Aruch this way, that's what a person is supposed to say within Yud Beis Chodesh. So the Pashas is, it means that if the father deserved an onesh as a kapara for his chet, the son is going to be mekabel the yisurim in order to be mechaper for his father. So the Marasham in a tshuva in Chelek Gimel Sim Kufnan Aleph explains this a little bit. He says, you know, the Medrash writes that when Klal Yisrael stood by Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Havi'u li arevim tovim shetishmeruha. I want to see where are the co-signers, who's signing on, that's going to take responsibility for your observance of the Torah. And then if once I have co-signers, then I'm willing to give the loan. I'm willing to give you this Matana Tova. I'm willing to give you this Torah. So they said, who are our Arevim? B'neinu Arevim Lanu. Our children are going to be our Arevim. So, and certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is Shomer the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim, all the mitzvahs of the Torah. And based on the Mishpatei HaTorah, if the Arev is Meshalim, if the Arev pays up, well then the Lova is Pater. The guy who really owed the money doesn't have to pay up. So if a person is Mekabel, his father's own Shim, it works to be to get the father off of the hook. And even someone else is allowed to say, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelizeh. Any Jew is allowed to be Mekabel on himself, someone else's own Shim. That's why the Gemara tells us in Masechta Sukkah that Amrei Shlakish Hareini Kaparas Rabbi Chiya Ubanav. I am the kapara for Rabbi Chiya Ubanav. What does that mean? I'm the kapara. It means I'm willing to accept whatever onshim they might deserve. In the second paragraph of Negayim, the Mishnah says Rabbi Shmuel Omer Bnei Yisrael Ani Kaparasan. Again, Ani Kaparasan means that you're taking upon yourself the onesh. So a person is apparently able to do this based on the concept of arvus. So the idea is that even la'achar misa, even after the person dies, that there could still be a kapara that's achieved for them down here. Very similar to what the Gemara said, that the chatas of a yoledes, so she's got to bring the carbon chatas, but she died. You could still bring it. You could still achieve whatever kapara they're going to get down here, even though they already died. Some of the achronim are not particularly excited about that explanation of trading, you know, like punishments in the Olam HaEmes, you know, and taking upon yourself. They don't think that's what Areini Kaparas Mishkavo means. They think it means more, you know, a nicer explanation. Yeah, that the way I live my life should be a kapara for him, because it's a greater reflection on what he actually accomplished in this world if he was able to raise a child, do the Shomer Torah Mitzvos, v'chulei. That's something more along those lines. It's also an interesting discussion we had mentioned at the end of the shiur yesterday, about so a yoledes who was chayiv to bring a chatos va'ola, and she brought her chatos while she was alive, and then she died before she brought her ola. So he said the yarshim are chayiv to bring her ola. So there's an interesting discussion in the Balei HaShulchan Aruch whether the same is true for other mitzvahs. Let's say a person commits to do another mitzvah and then they die. Are they obligated to, do you do that mitzvah with their money? Most importantly, most notably, the discussion is about tzedakah. Person makes a commitment, he's going to give tzedakah, he dedicates something to a shul, a yeshiva, or whatever, or stam, a neder tzedakah, and then he dies. So do we go to his estate and tell the yarshim, listen, you know, there was a commitment over here, but you say, no, that was his commitment, he's not here anymore, and therefore that commitment goes away with him. So the Beis Yosef, but not in Beis Yosef, in his Tshuva Sefer, in Avkas Rochel writes that someone who takes a neder to give tzedakah while he's alive, and then he dies, the yarshim have to give the tzedakah. The Ramah, in his Tshuva Sefer, in the Tshuva Sarama, disagrees with the Beis Yosef, and he says a neder is a chiyuv ala guf of the person who took the neder, just like any other mitzvah that you personally have to be mekayim. Kivin shemei sadam, the Gemara Nida says, once a person dies, nasa chafshi min mitzvos, he's now free from mitzvos, so he's no longer mechuyev to fulfill that obligation. There's an interesting ketzos in Simin Reish Sadi about what the svara of the Beis Yosef is, where he suggests that all mitzvahs shibud d'oraisa, that the mitzvahs create a shibud on your nechassim. So if he committed to give tzedakah, so that creates a shibud on his nechassim. So forget about his personal obligation in mitzvahs. His nechassim are meshubad to fulfill that mitzvah of tzedakah. Okay, but let's go back into our Gemara over here. So we're holding five lines into the page on Daf Hei Amud Aleph. So we had just rejected the Shita of Rav, which, since we're learning Menachos, the primary element of the Shita of Rav was that a minchas ha'omer that's brought shalol l'shma is absolutely possible. Now we have opinion number two. Rav Shimon ben Lakish amar minchas omer shekamtza shalol l'shma. If you do the kmitza or any of the avodas of the minchas omer shalol l'shma, ksheira. The minchas omer is going to be kasher. But v'shiyoreha eina echal and atshatav minchas omer acheres v'tatirena. But you're not going to be allowed to eat the rest of that minchas omer until you bring another mincha in order to be matir the chadash. Because the thing about minchas omer is it's brought apart from the new grain, but it's also what is matir, the new grain. All the new grain from that year only becomes matir once you bring the Minchas Omer. So what if you brought a Minchas Omer, but you did it incorrectly, you did it shalol l'shma, so then it wasn't matir, the new grain. Well, guess what? If it wasn't matir, the new grain, it wasn't matir itself. It wasn't matir the shirayim of the very carbon of the Minchas Omer, because that was also from the new grain. So while it is a kosher carbon, it doesn't accomplish what it's meant to accomplish. So says Gemara, well, mikrav hechi karva. Well, wait a second. If it's not kosher, if it's chadash, and therefore it's not kosher until you bring another Minchas Omer, how is it ever a valid carbon? Mimashke Yisrael, min amutur li Yisrael. There's a rule by a carbon that you're only allowed to bring a carbon from that which is mutter for an individual to have. If an individual is not allowed to eat it as chulin, then it would not be kosher as a carbon. So Minchas Omer that's not going to become mutter with its hakrava is chadash. Chadash is aser for a person. So how are you allowed to bring it? So says Gemara, Omer avad barav k'savar ish lakish, ein mechusar zman lebabi yom. And interesting, so the Gemara is going to spend the majority of this amud attacking this yisod. Ein mechusar zman lebabi yom. What's the problem with chadash? Not that it will never be mutter. Grain from this year will be mutter. It's that it's not yet mutter. Okay, so it's not kosher yet. When is it going to become mutter? Later today, if it's the second day of Pesach, so later today when I bring the next Minchas Omer. That's not called Mechusar Zman. If it's still going to happen today, on the very same day, it's not called that it's lacking in any way, it's not called that it's not kosher, even though practically it's not kosher till you actually bring the carbon, but if it's Bo B'Yom, if it's the same day, we don't consider it Mechusar Zman. So Masav Rav Adabrei Rav Yitzchak, Yesh Ba'ofos She'in B'Menachos. We have a brisa that tells us the following, that there are certain differences between carbon oaf and carbon mincha. Yesh b'ofos shem b'menachos. There are certain halachos of an oaf that don't apply to a mincha, and yesh b'menachos shem b'ofos, and certain dinim of a mincha that don't apply to an oaf. What are they? Yesh b'ofos, some of the details of an oaf that would not apply to a mincha are sha'ofos ba'an b'nidva shnayim. First of all, shutvim could bring an oaf as a carbon. You can never have shutvim bring a carbon mincha together. Mechusrei kapara, and an oaf is brought to accomplish kapara when a person has achieved every step of the way of being metire himself and being machshir himself, except for that last carbon. That last carbon is very often an oaf, but it is never a mincha. And v'hutru michal yisurin b'kodesh. And another unique thing about an oaf is that the way that an oaf is killed in the Beis HaMikdash would make it a nevela outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Because in the Beis HaMikdash we do not shecht an oaf, we do malik on an oaf. So there's something that's an isur nevela outside of the Mikdash. You do it in the Mikdash, all of a sudden it's wonderful. So t'hutru michalo b'kodesh. Mashen kim b'menachos. None of those halachos apply to a carbon mincha. V'yesh b'menachos, and menachos have unique characteristics to them. Shamanachos to unos kli. First of all, carbon mincha requires a kli. In fact, it requires two clay shares. You have to put the entire carbon mincha in a kli shares, and then when you take the kmitza from the carbon mincha, you put it into another kli shares. The Gemara says in Mesecha Sota that that's very similar to like a zevach. You shecht a carbon. The sakin is makdish the entire carbon. The sakin is a kli shares. The sakin shchita is makdish the entire carbon. Yet, you still put the dam in another kli shares. So that's true by a carbon mincha. By an oaf, there is no kli. There's no, you don't, by an oaf, you do malika with your hand, mitzoy on the mizbeach, by an olas oaf, right? There's no kli that's absolutely necessary by an oaf. Utnufa, the carbon mincha also has requirements of waving it. We don't have any such thing by an oaf. Vahagasha, and there's this critical element of bringing it to the tzad, to the keren dromi maravi of the mizbeach, to the southwest corner of the mizbeach. The Gemara has whole drashas about El Pnei Hashem, Lefnei Hashem, that there seem to be two separate psukim, one that tells us that you bring a carbon mincha to the south of the Mizbeach, the other tells us the west. How do we reconcile them? Southwest. Okay, the southwest corner. But that's a din by a mincha, that's not a din by an oaf. V'yeshnun b'tzibur k'biyachid. Another unique thing about a carbon mincha is a carbon mincha could sometimes be a carbon tzibur. An oaf is never used for a carbon tzibur. Who brings an oaf? A yaledas, a zav, a zava, a mitzar. Right? It's never a carbon tzibur. It's always individuals. Mashein ken ba'ofos. So all of these halachos apply to a mincha, not to ofos. So what does this have to do with us? Because v'im isa, if what we were saying is true, that chadash is aser, the after you bring the minchas ha'omer, that shalol l'shma. So says Gemara, b'menachas nami mishkachsa dehutru mechali suran bakodesh. One of the things we said that are unique to an oaf that does not apply to a mincha is that an oaf could sometimes be that when you do malika on an oaf, that's kosher because you're doing it bakodesh. But if you were to do that same thing outside of the mikdash, it would be an avela, it would not be kosher. Well, here I have an example by a mincha where you have the same idea. It's chadash, so it's aser. No one is allowed to eat this grain, but because it's the Karban Omer, it's okay. So you see that it's hutru b'kodesh. So how can you tell me that the Karban Mincha has this idea of hutru, that a Mincha Sa'omer, that Shalol Shema is going to be kosher? It's chadash. Well, my new Mincha Sa'omer, isn't a Mincha Sa'omer such an example? So says Mar, kivon dein mechus v'smel nebob yom lavi surahu. No, since that this chadash is going to become mutter today, it's going to become mutter on that second day of Pesach, later in the day, it's not called that it's an Isra Chadash. It's not considered Asra at all, because whenever it's the heter still forthcoming on that very same day, it's not considered Mechusar Zman, it's not considered to be lacking. This is like a super Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. You know, sometimes you say that something that's going to become mutter has certain characteristics of heter already. So here we're saying this is like taken to the next level. Something that's going to become mutter today is actually as a halacha of a dvar heter. You're not allowed to actually eat it, but in all other regards, it has a din, a status of a dvar heter. So now, this idea of ein mechus zman lebov yom says in our masav Rav Sheshes, we could challenge this. Hikdim matan shemen lematan dam. Let's say by the process of metzora that you put the shemen on before the dam, which you're not supposed to. You're supposed to the matan dam before the matan shemen. So what do? You malenu shemen v'yachsav yitan shemen acher. So do the shemen again, so that it will be coming after the matan dam. Matan dam matan bahonos the matan sheva. Let's say you do the matan bahonos of the dam prior to the matan sheva, which is the spring. Sprinkling of the dam seven times toward the kodesh, yimalenu shemen. So you refill the shemen, v'yachzor v'yitin matan bonos achar matan zayin, and then you do another matan bonos after the matan sheva. But v'yam retain mechus zman lebo b'yom amay yachzor v'yitin may da'avad avad. If whatever you're doing now is just needs another action that would have been matirid anyway today, and you just went out of order, but it was all going to be done today anyway, so that's mechus zman lebo b'yom. So that should not be a problem. It should all be kasher. Why should you have to redo things? I'm Rav Papas. Rav Papas says, no, you can't ask kashers from Mitzora. Shiny hilchus Mitzora, diksivabu havaya. By Mitzora, it has a lashon of havaya. The Amar HaKas of Zos Tia, Torah Samitzora. That the Pasuk says, Zos Tihia Torah Samitzora, and we darshan Tihia Baviyasate. That specifically when it comes to what must be done by a Mitzora, everything must be done just so. It must be done exactly as recorded in the Torah, and any misstep is going to have to be corrected. So even though Eino Chinami, it's true, Ein Mechus Zman Lebo B'Yom, something that's going to become kasher later today is already considered kasher, but not in the world of Mitzora. Because in the world of Mitzora, once you go out of line, once you go out of order, so that messes up the whole Tihia Torah Samitzora. So Masar Rav Papa challenges further. Okay, Hikdim Chataso LaShamo Lo Yia Acher Memaris B'Dama Elatuber Tzurasa V'Teitei LeBeis HaShreifa. Let's say you bring the Chatos of the Mitzora before the Ashram of the Mitzora. That's out of order, right? You're supposed to bring the Ashram before the Chatos. So the halacha is that Chatos is pasul. You have to let it become pasul belina. It's going to have to go be burnt. You don't just have someone mixing the dam and keeping the dam fresh while you bring the Ashram and then take care of the dam of the chatas. No, that chatas is possible because it was brought too early. What the Gemara is really asking is, but wait, it's only mechusas mele bobiyom, so the chatas should be kosher because that chatas will be kosher today. All you need to do is bring the asham today, so it will be kosher today. So why is that considered a psul? But before the Gemara even expresses the kasha, the Gemara says, wait a second. Didn't we just say that you can't ask any kashas from Mitzora? That Mitzora is an entirely different story because Tihyeh, Baviyasate, it has to be exactly so. Michael Moshe Rav Papa, why is Rav Papa challenging from another halacha about a Mitzora? Rav Papa, who domer shaynil chas Mitzora v'ksiv bu'avaya. Rav Papa is the one that said that the halachas of Mitzora are different. El Rav Papa hachi kakashale. What Rav Papa means to ask as follows. Eima hanimili avoda. Yeah, you know when the order order of the way things are presented in the Torah is so critical by a mitzora. That's by the avoda of a mitzora, the avoda that needs to be done in order to be mitar mitzora. But shchita lav avodi, the order of the shchita, the karbanos, that's not really considered an avoda. V'i ein mechusar zman lebo b'yom, and if there's no such thing as a mechusar zman of on that day, meaning that as long as later that day it's going to become kosher, we already consider it to be kosher. If you shechted the chatas too early before the asham, it should be okay to just have someone mixing the dam of the chatas to keep it fresh while you bring the asham, and then take care of all the avodos. But I did the shechita too early. That's okay. It's mechusar zman lebo b'yom, which is not a psul. It should be fine. So all of this, why are we so involved in this discussion of mechusar zman lebo b'yom? Because Reish Lakish had this great chiddush. Reish Lakish had said that if you do a kmitza of a karban omer shalol l'shma, it's going to be kosher, but you're not allowed to eat the shirayim until you bring another minchas omer. So the Gemara assumed that the reason that it's kosher, even though it's not actually kosher for its chadash, you're not allowed to eat it, is because later today it's going to be okay. Ein mechusar zman lebo b'yom, and there's no problem with mechusar zman within the same day. So now the Gemara is saying, no, we misunderstood Reish Lakish. That's not the reason that it's okay. The reason that the carbon is going to be a valid carbon, even though it comes from chadash, and l'chora chadash only becomes mutter once you bring a totally valid carbon omer. Elam Rav Papa Hainu time in the Reish Lakish. Here's Reish Lakish's real logic. The Kesavar Heyer Mizrach Matir. Reish Lakish holds that if on the second day of Pesach, the Chadash becomes Mutzer as soon as the sun rises. As soon as the eastern side of the sky lights up in the morning on the second day of Pesach, on a Doraisa level, all the Chadash becomes Mutzer. The mitzvah is to wait until you bring the Karban Omer, until you eat Chadash, but on a Doraisa level, Heir Mizrach is Matir. Normally we assume not that way. We assume that Heir Mizrach is Matir when there is no Karban Omer. That on a Doraisa level, that's when it's the Yom itself is going to be Matir, when there is no carbon omer, but when there is a carbon omer, you actually have to wait for the omer to be matir. Right? That's what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daflam and elsewhere in Menachos also, the Gemara is going to say that that's why we asked Chadash for the entire second day of Pesach, even though really it should have been mutter right away in the morning, because next year there's going to be a Beis Hamikdash and everyone's going to remember, Chadash was mutter right away when you wake up in the morning. And they're not going to realize, no, that's only when there's no Beis Hamikdash. When there is a Beis Hamikdash, you have to actually wait for the carbon omer. So we have all these years where we keep Chadash asr for the entire second day of Pesach, because of that first year when the Beis Hamikdash comes back, people would otherwise make a mistake. But Reish Lakish apparently holds that on a Doraisa level, even when there is a Karban Omer, the Heir Mizrach is Matir, the Chadash. So when you bring this Karban Omer, Shalol Lishma, you're not bringing an Isra Chadash. It's already Mutter. It already became Mutter with Heir Mizrach. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Nami Tarvayu, Afil Bezman Shabbos Hamikdash Kayam. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish hold this unique Shita that even when the Beis Hamikdash was around, Heir Mizrach Matir, the Heir Mizrach is going to be Matir, the carbon. V'had Reish Lakish lav b'feirush itmar. This idea of Reish Lakish he never stated it explicitly. Ela michlale itmar. We were able to figure out that this is what he meant from the following. Detnan ein mevi'in minchas bikurim u'minchas behema kodem la'omer. A person is not allowed to bring minchas bikurim or minchas behema. Meaning, what's a minchas behema? Isn't that a stira in terms? A behema is not a mincha. Mincha is not a behema. It means the mincha that goes along with the behema. There are very often animal sacrifices that need a mincha to go along with it. You're not allowed to bring those things before you bring the korban omer. V'im hevi, pasul. And if you do bring it, it's going to be pasul. Kodim l'shtei alechem lo yavi. And on Shavuos, you're not allowed to bring these things before you bring the shtei alechem. V'im hevi, but if you do, kosher. V'amar av Yitzchak amar Reish Lakish l'shanu el ba'arba asar b'chamish asar. When do we assume that bringing other things before the korban omer is going to be possible because it's a violation of Chadash, that any grains that you're bringing from the Tvua Chadash as a carbon is going to be problematic? That's only if it's not yet the second day of Pesach. It's Erev Pesach. It's the first day of Pesach. Aval B'shisha Asar, but on the second day of Pesach, Im Hevi Kasher. Anything you bring from the new grains, even before the Karban Omer was brought, it's going to be Kasher. Aye, but isn't the Karban Omer what's Matir, the new grains? No. Heir Mizrach is Matir, the new grains. Karban Omer is Mitzvah L'Chadchila, to wait for the Korban Omer. But really, Heir Mizrach is Matir, the new grains. That's the Svara for Reish Lakish. Alma Kasavra, Heir Mizrach, Matir. So you see, that's where you see the Reish Lakish holds that Heir Mizrach is Matir. The idea that we're only allowed to bring something that's kosher as a korban is also an interesting idea. There's a shaila in Tshuvas Ma'ana Eliyahu. If you have mayim that was in a kli, a metal kli all night, is a kashal in the Tilis Yudayim Shachris, because the Gemara says in Nida Daf Yud Zayin that someone who drinks mashkim mezugim with a wine, let's say, that's diluted with water that was in a kli mateches all night is Mischayev Benafsho and Domo Barosho. So the Man Elio says that, and Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Shulchan Aruch Rav paskins in Shmiras Guf and Nefesh and things that are also Mishum Sakana, that if you drink from such drinks that are mazug with such mayim, you can't drink it. Certainly you can't drink the water itself that was in a Kli Mateches all night. But the Man Elio says, but wait a second. In our sukkah, it's very clear that anything you're allowed to bring in the Beis HaMikdash has to, by definition, be something that's mutter for a person to eat, for an individual to eat. And we know that the Sugi Masechah Sukkah Daf Mem Ches tells us, how did they do the Nisach HaMayim on Shabbos? So if on the Shabbos of Sukkot, they would do the Nisach HaMayim by bringing water on Erev Shabbos in Chaviyos Shel Zahav. And then they would pour that water on the Mizbeach. So if that water was good enough for the Mizbeach, the Mela, it's got to be good enough for us. Right? So here he's trying to apply this rule, that anything that's going to be brought as a carbon has got to be kosher, the Mashke Yisrael. Okay, now the Gemara gets into the third Shita. So again, we had Rav's Shita, that a carbon omer that's brought Shalol Shema, absolutely possible. We had Rish Lakish's Shita, carbon omer that's Kamitzah's done Shalol Shema, it's a kosher carbon, but you're going to need another carbon omer in order to actually be matir the chadash. Now the third shita. Rava Amar, Minchas Omer Shekamtza Shalol Shema, Ksheira Vishira Ne'echalin. Not only is it kosher, in itself, you're allowed to eat the shirayim. It's not considered a violation of chadash. Ve'ina tzricha Minchas Omer Acher Satira. There's no need for any other Minchas Omer. It's absolutely kosher. She'ein Machshava Mo'eles, because the idea that a Machshava Shalol Shema or a Machshava of Chutzla Zmana is going to ruin something, that's only true Ella B'misha Roy Lavoda, U'bedavar Roy Lavoda, U'bemakom Roy Lavoda. That's only if you're dealing with a person who's Roy for Avoda, and with a Heftza carbon itself that's Roy Lavoda. The items that make up the carbon are normally Roy Lavoda, and you're in a place that's Roy Lavoda. That's where a Machshava Shalol Shema, a Machshava Shalol Zmana is going to ruin it. But over here, by Minchas HaOmer, you don't have all of those things. Why not? So the Gemara explains. B'misha Roy Lavoda, what does it mean you need a person who's Roy Lavoda? Lafuke Koin Balmum. If Koin Balmum has a Machshavas Pigle, it's not Mefagel the carbon, because he's already got a problem. He's a Koin Balmum. Ubedavar Roy Lavoda, and this is critical for us, Lafuke Minchas Omer, the Lachazi de Chidishu. A Minchas Omer is not considered Roy Lavoda, because a Minchas Omer is brought from Saorim, and we never have a carbon that's brought from Saorim. We never have a carbon that's brought from barley. Tos points out, yeah, we sort of do, but there's one other. Right? What's the other one that's brought from Saorim? Is the Minchas Sota. The Sota, and the Mishnah makes a big deal about that in Masechah Sota, that because she did Maisa Behema, so her carbon is a Maichel Behema, but still, it's highly unusual that we would have Sa'orim as a carbon mincha, and therefore it's not considered something that's Roy Lavoda, so any Machshava is not going to ruin it. Ubimakom Roy Lavoda, what does it mean, Makom Roy Lavoda? Lafuke Nifka Mezbeach. Let's say you have a Machshava Shalol Zman or Shalol Shema at a time that the Mizbeach is pogum, that the Mizbeach is ruined, so that's not going to make your carbon pigle or pasul when you have such a Machshava, because anyway, the you're not in a Makom that's Roy Lavoda. So Tanu Rabbanan. Now new topic. Keshuomer mina bakar lemata. It says mina bakar by a carbon ola. Shein tamalomar elu lahotzi as a treifa. The only need for that phrase is to tell me that you're not allowed to bring a treifa as a carbon. So says Gemara, why do I need a pasuk? This is all part of the brayse actually. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that I can't bring a treifa as a carbon? Valodinhu uma balmum shemutaris ladiot asur l'gvoa. An animal that's balmum, I'm allowed to eat for dinner, but I'm not allowed to bring it legavoa as a karban. So obviously, treifa shasur leadyot, a treifa which even I'm not allowed to eat as chulin, ain't din shasur legavoa. Of course, I'm not allowed to bring it legavoa. Meaning, isn't this a valid kalvachomer that anything that I can't even use for chulin, kalvachomer I can't use legavoa? So the Gemara is going to attack that six different times, six different ways. Is that true? Anything that you're not allowed to use in your personal life is not kosher legavoa? I chelev adam yochichu. What about the chelev of a carbon, the dam of a carbon? It's all brought on the mizbeach, but you're not allowed to eat it. Shasur in the hedyot, and yet mutar legavoa. Says malach chelev adam shekim ban michlal heter. Now chelev and dam are part of a kosher carbon. Those are parts of the animals. Nothing you can do about that. But the carbon itself is kosher. That has nothing to do with the treifa. Tomar betreifa shekula asura. You can't bring a riot to a treifa. Treifa is totally asur. The whole animal is asur. Velote mutaris legavoa. And therefore, it shouldn't be mutar legavoa. Says, okay, but malika tochiach. What about malika of a carbon oath? If you do malika on a bird and then try to eat it for dinner, violation of nevela, terrible. But you're allowed to bring it as a carbon. Shekula isurva asur lehed, the whole, and the whole bird is asur, the whole bird is a nevela. Vasur lehed, you're not allowed to have it in your own regular, umateris legavoa, and yet it's mutar legavoa. Says, no, mal malika shekin kedushasa osarta. It's dafka, the malika is what's makdish the animal. So the thing that is makdish, it is what made it asr lahedyot. But by a treifa, you don't have such a thing. The fact that it became a treifa was not makdish. It didn't give any kedusha to the animal. And if you want to come up with some rejection of this kalvachomer that we're suggesting, that the reason a treifa cannot be brought as a carbon is because it's kalvachomer, you're not even allowed to have it in your regular life. Well, if you want to reject that kalvachomer one way or another, that's why we have the phrase minabakar. In case you reject our kalvachomer, minabakar tells you you just can't bring a treif as a carbon. So Zimar, mayame shafta. What do you mean if you want to reject the kalvachomer? How? How would one ever reject the kalvachomer? Where are you ever going to find an example of something that I am not allowed to use in my regular life, but I am allowed to use as a carbon that would therefore reject this kalvachomer? Says Gemara, yeah. Amar Rav Mishum Dikel Meimar Minchas Omer Tochiach. What about the Minchas Omer, the carbon Omer? Sha'asur lehedyot umateris legavoa. That Minchas Omer is asur for a hedyot because it's chadash, and yet it's mutter to bring as a carbon. Mal Minchas Omer shekin materes chadash. No, you can't bring a raya from the Minchas Omer because the Minchas Omer does a very big thing. It's as Rashi says, meruba mitzvasa. It accomplishes this great thing. It's matir chadash. So we have to, allow the Minchas Omer. Says, okay, but what about b'shvius? It's not matir any chadash during Shemitah year, because during Shemitah year, there's nothing growing, because you're not allowed to plant anything. Well, shvius nami, shekin matir svichim b'shvius. No, it's even matir something during Shemitah year, because you may not plant anything, but things will grow naturally on their own. And that is still an isra of chadash, and when you bring the Minchas Omer, it's going to be matir those grains that grew on their own. So, Krabi Akiva, damar svichim asurim b'shvius. Says Gemara, we're assuming like Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Tzvichim are Aser and Shvius. Amalei Ravacha bar Abel Ravashi, the Rabbi Akiva, nami lifruch. No, but you could even ask on the Rabbi Akiva, mal minchas ha'omer shekin materis chadosh b'chutz l'arz. Minchas ha'omer, granted, it may not be matir any chadosh during Shemitah year in Eretz Yisrael, but it's matir all the chadosh in chutz l'arz. V'afil man yamer chadosh b'chutz l'arz lav da raisa shekin ba'da hatir lav shebetocha. And even if you want to say chadash and chutz laaretz is not a raisa, but it's therefore it's not considered a real heter, but still it's matir the lav shebetocha, the lav of lechem kali v'kamer losel chelu of the kamer mincha itself, it's matir. So I'm leir vachem idifta the ravina ihachi treifa nami tikra v'tatir lav shebetocha. Well, then you say the same thing about a treifa, that a treifa also you should be able to be makriv and it will be matir the iser treifa that's in that same animal. Ela parachachi mal mincha. No, the reason you can't bring a raya from Minchas Omer is because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to bring a mincha from the new grain that we call the Minchas Omer. So you can't ask, oh, but it's asr for a hedyot, so how can you bring it as a carbon? The din of the carbon is that it's supposed to be a carbon of the new grain. So the Gemara says, if we want to reject the kalvachomer, we're going to have to find something else that's asr lehedyot and yet is mutar legavoa. So Rish Lakish Amr Mishum Dikal Memer Mefate Maktoris Yochiach. The guy who makes the Torahs the same way it's made in the Mikdash. Asur for a hedyo to do mutzu legavoa. Shasa hedyo mutzu legavoa. Says more mefatim. The guy gavrahu. That's a person. We're not talking about whether a person is mutter. Elapitum aktaris yochich. Now, obviously, what we meant is the ktaris itself. Shasa lehedyo. The ktaris itself that a person makes to mimic the ktaris in the Mikdash is absolutely asur for a hedyo. Yet it's mutzu legavoa. So the Gemara says, but again, that's not a good raya because malapitum aktaris shekim mitzvah subekach. That is the mitzvah of pitum aktaris. That's the way it's supposed to be done. So you can't bring that as a raya. So fourth possibility. We're bringing karbanos, doing shchita and Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos, normally you're not allowed to violate for a hedyot. And apparently for a gevoa, you're allowed to violate Shabbos. Who says you're not allowed to do a violation of Shabbos for a hedyot? You're allowed to do a bris mila on Shabbos. So apparently even for a hedyot. Atu mila tzorach hedyotu. You call mila hedyot? Mila mitzvah hi. Mila is a mitzvah. So elamala Shabbos shekein mitzvah sabekach. Now the reason we don't have a raya from Shabbos is because there are karbonos musaf that have to be brought on Shabbos. There's a karbon tamid that has to be brought every day, even on Shabbos. So the mitzvah is to bring that karbon. So says Gemara. Last possibility. Ravad barava amar mishum diikal meimar klayim tochiach. Shasurin lahedyot mutarin legavoa. That you're allowed to bring klayim legavoa, but not lahedyot. Meaning not bring, but wear, that the Kohanim, the big day kuna, have shatness in them. Well, Malo Klaim Shein Kuhin Hutra Mechol Netzalad Yibit Tzitzis, but Klaim is Mutra for Tzitzis, Atu Tzitzis Tzorech Hedyot Mitzvah, Tzitzis is also a Mitzvah. El Malo Klaim She Mitzvah Sebekach. Now, we can't bring a Raya from Klaim, because that is the Mitzvah of big day kuna, is Dafka to wear Klaim. So we're still looking for such an example of something that's Mutra Lehedyot, and yet is also Lehedyot, and nevertheless is going to be Mutra Legav. So that will continue Bez Hashem tomorrow.